I believe there'll be some sort of phase-in agreed to. I would like to see a freeze. I'd like to see a three-year freeze or at least a one-year freeze in order to study this a little more. If they can't reach any agreement over the next 3 days, the 95th General Assembly, I look forward to pushing that issue.
No matter what happens in those next 3 days, the issue of electric rates and power deregulation is going to remain a problem for the legislature to deal with. Where do you see this going beyond what the previous legislature decides?
Well, I think 10 years ago, I disagree with the legislature's decision to deregulate. I think it's a natural monopoly, and I think it's a place that the legislature has a role in controlling prices for the benefit of consumers. Where this goes from here, I don't know. I think it depends what sort of agreement is reached in the next few days, and I'll be following that fairly closely.
But as far as what the long-term response is going to be from the state, do we roll back what happened in 1997 with the rules that set down the ground rules for deregulation? Do you see changes to that? What will happen, you think?
Like I said, it depends what sort of agreement is reached this time. I would like to see it rolled back, but I've talked to a lot of people who said, you know, once it started going forward, you couldn't roll it back. But I'm a person who believes never say never.
This week, mayors of several cities and towns around Chicago, suburbs around Chicago, as well as Mayor Daley, called again for changes to the way school funding is handled. They want to see a move away from property taxes. You have been a proponent of shifting the burden from property taxes to some other form of taxation. Where should that burden be shifted, first of all? And second of all, do you think that support from suburban mayors as well as Mayor Daley might move it forward in this General Assembly?
Yeah, I think education funding reform is an issue that's been talked about for many years. I think 2007 is going to be the best chance of it ever getting passed. I know we have a lot of new faces in the state Senate. I've spoken to a lot of those new suburban legislators, and several of them campaign on the issue of education funding reform. They're excited about getting this passed. I think that's what held it up in the past was opposition from the suburbs. I know the city of Chicago, the mayor is very supportive of it. Many of us downstate are. If suburban legislators get on board, I think we have a real chance of getting something passed. And what I would like to see happen is an increase in the income tax and resulting decrease in property tax and extra money going towards funding education and meeting our other obligations like our pensions. I believe there's the will to do that, and I think people realize that we've put off a lot of these obligations for too long, and now we need to bite the bullet, do the fiscally responsible thing.
Do you have an idea of how high an income tax increase should be, and what kind of requirements would there be on local property taxing districts to follow through and lower property tax rates?
Well, it's my understanding that 2 years ago when this was last talked about, and Senator Winkle from our area was really active in this, it was going from 3% to 5%. And there'd be a reduction in property taxes. And the big question for a lot of people was, well, how can you guarantee that my property taxes will actually be reduced and stay down? And I think the state compromise at the time was that the state was going to rebate to property to homeowners. I think that's a good way of making sure that money goes back. Now, if those districts actually keep raising rates, I think that's why we have things in several counties like tax caps. But, you know, the voters still have the same mechanism right now. If a district wants to raise your taxes, you have the ability to go in and vote those people out of office and to call them and make your voice heard. The same thing would apply after education funding reform.